barreling toward us. This is like the number of things that are coming up that are happening right in a row. It's like we're getting on a express train and it's just going to keep rolling. Meanwhile, we lost a great entertainer with a not so great life for much of it, but I'm happy to at least think that the last part of her life was much better than the first part. She was simply the best, which also I say about Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, here to talk to us about the life and times of Tina Turner. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. I did not know that Tina Turner was even ill. I should know that these names are going to start coming up when people start to get into the latter phase of their life, but it was still jarring to hear that she had died.
Yes, she had had some health issues in recent years. I know she had had a stroke at one point, and had been dealing with some other, like, kidney disease, that kind of thing. But yeah, it is one of those, it is one of those things that you're just like, oh man, oh, not this person, you know, and it just sort of reminds you that, yeah, time is passing, and we're starting to see some of those, you know, icons, leave us. And it's kind of a check on your own mortality, honestly.
It is. It reminds us it's all coming to mm-hmm. all of us. And then we start measuring out how far we think we can get. At least she didn't die in her 60s or even 70s. But still these days, 83, I think.
83, yeah. Still, I mean, what a career. What a life in
what a
general.
Life.
I mean,
what a life.
Just, it's as heartbreaking as it is to lose somebody, you know, who accomplished so much and was, like I said, such an icon. I know I keep using that word, but I think it absolutely fits in this case. She was such a decorated musician just to start with. I mean, she won 12 Grammys. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice.
Which is, by the way, if you want to look at justice, I'll mm-hmm. tell you what, this occurred to me, Tanya J. Powers with us, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor on the Paul W. Smith Show. There was some justice here. She won and went into, if you will, winning or went into the Hall of Fame first with Ike Turner, who was mm-hmm. an abusive monster of a husband and person. And mm-hmm. she withstood all that and went on to go into the Hall of Fame on her own. That, my friend,
yes.
is justice.
Yeah, she was inducted with him in 91, and then again in 2021 by Angela Bassett as a solo artist. Rightfully deserved, definitely, because, I mean, when you look at her body of work, wow. I mean, you know, I if you're just waking up and you've grabbed your cup of coffee and you're like, ooh, it is really, really early and I'm having trouble getting going today, just go to Spotify. Go, you know, if you've got a CD player still, you grab whatever you've got there, Tina Turner's, and put it on, and it will improve your day immensely already. I'm just telling
That's
you.
Right.
It absolutely. I've already done that, and I'm
oh,
like, yeah,
good,
this is,
good
I got
for you.
I got this day. I got this one.
Oh, the energy of What's Love got
yeah.
to do with it. Simply the best. You can't. I shouldn't start naming them because inevitably I'll miss your favorite, but there are so many. And to remember how long she's been around is to have guys like Mick Jagger weigh in. How old is
mm-hmm.
Mick now? Mick is pretty old. But he talks about when she, he talks about when he was younger, how she helped him. So,
well, you know, a lot of people may not realize the Rolling Stones are actually the people that can be at least credited for some of Ike and Tina's success. They were, you know, they were already, you know, doing their act and everything, and she was already, like, you know, electric performer even back in the 60s. The Rolling Stones asked them to open for them in 66 in their tour in Britain, I believe,
yeah.
and then again in, like, 1969 here in the U.S. That's really what got them, you know, put them in a different, you know, category as far as fame went. That's one of the reasons that, you know, they're kind of pivotal in the Ike and Tina, well, the Tina Turner story. Let's just it's just her story at this point. Let's don't put anybody else in there.
Yeah, but there's no reason,
you know,
to put,
I mean,
Ike in there.
What a career, what a You know, and the fact that she did so much, you know, in years when a lot of people will kind of write women performers off after a certain age. You know, that tends to happen from time to time, as you may know. And the fact that she accomplished as much as she did just as a tribute to her talent and her, you know, willpower and just the whole breadth of it. You have to admire her whole catalog of work. She's just amazing.
The energy that she had, I mean, was phenomenal. Her stage performances were also a master class in massive exercise. You couldn't keep up with her. And she would just work so hard and perspire so heavily. It was all genuine. It led to selling more than 150 million records worldwide, winning 12 Grammys. And think of the path. She had a terrible beginning of life. Few stars have traveled as far. Born Anna Mae Bullock in a segregated Tennessee hospital, and spent her latter years on a 260,000 square foot estate on Lake Zurich. I mean, she went through it all and ended up fine. I did read. I don't remember ever even seeing, but she did find love finally with a good man, and they spent like 35 years together.
Yeah, it's, you know, she earned her place in rock and roll history and pop history, and just that she's going to be missed. What a talent.
I would cue Simply the Best now if I had that power. I no longer have that power, but I would be dying to hear that right now because it's perfect for you, Tanya, and for Tina Turner. Thanks for being with us as always.
Thank you.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor on the passing of Tina Turner at 83.